Listener's discretion is advised.
Well, after the coronation of King Charles III, we will once again, or if you're a fan of King Charles III and the royal family, stand up for the UK national anthem that is now called God Save the King. To all of the parties who are listening here tonight on this continuity of Random Stuff Season 4. Yes, Season 4 continues as we are going to pick up where we left off. Why don't we pick off from last week where the Kentucky Derby took place? Always the Kentucky Derby takes place every first Saturday of May. And well, another upset victory as Dale Jr. predicted, even though he didn't place a bet. He predicted that Mage would win the Kentucky Derby. And, well, here's the actual Kentucky Derby main event race. Yes, I said main event because that's the last thing of the Kentucky Derby extravaganza.
Side. So it's these four early on. Confidence game and two fills drafting in behind them. And then Hit Show to the inside. They're being followed by Rocket Tan and Rage Tane. Kit Russell is next. Cyclone Bishop to the outside. And then comes Mandarin Hero in this arm. Dermis Otagaki has been taken well off the pace here. He is near the back of the pack early on. And then comes Mage, followed by Sun Thunder, Angel of Empire, and Tampa Trice. The two favorites are second to last and last as they race to the backstretch. It is verifying in front. Kate Barnes on the outside second. This opening quarter mile was quick. Quicker than we expected, 45.73 seconds. And then it's Reincarnate running in third on the outside. Two fills, comes in fourth. Confidence Game fifth. Hit Show is sixth. He's racing six lengths off the lead. Break another two to Rocket Pan. And then Reigns came to the inside. His arm is next. Mandarin Hero has nine lengths to make up. And fellow Japanese runner Dermis Otagaki has moved through on his inside. Angel of Empire has passed the few too. He's down on the rail as they make their way around the far turn. Kate Barnes, the undefeated runner for Tom Pletcher, is the leader. Here's two fills making a move on the inside. And the two of them hook up. And Jared Ludbury has taken two fills to the front. And Kate Barnes is running in second. Hit Show is circled up on the outside as they come to the top of the stretch. And they're into the stretch. And two fills has turned for home on top. Kate Barnes, here's Mage coming strongly down the outside. Angel of Empire is putting it in one. And there's one for Lundgren. Two fills on the inside. Trying to hold up Mage. Mage is Mage has got it in 201. 0.57 seconds under Javier Castellano.
Well, once again, congratulations to Mage on that Kentucky Derby win. Next week, a week from tonight, it will be the Preakness Stakes. Yes, the Preakness Stakes is the next one out of the Triple Crown event. Obviously, the last one would be the Breeders' Cup. So, keep on going to the updates and other stuff to see if there will be another Triple Crown winner. The last Triple Crown winner was in 2018, and that horse's name was Justify. Now, last month, the month of April, was a very shocking turn of events on Fox News and CNN because one of the two very popular people on those channels, respective channels, that is, got, let's just say, they got fired. Who were fired? Well, here it is.
And here's a big story that happened this morning. Tucker Carlson is now out at Fox News.
Aww.
This came as a total surprise. It really did. Carlson's broadcast on Friday didn't give any indication that he was preparing to leave the network, which sounds like he might have been fired. And honestly, with Fox and friends like these, who needs enemies? Tucker Carlson has now worked and left MSNBC, CNN and Fox News. He's running out of options now. Like, soon he's just going to be on the Weather Channel saying that hurricanes are caused by drag queens. But Tucker Carlson's out, and it was also announced today that Don Lemon is out at CNN. And I think I know what's going on here. They're getting out while the going's good. Right? Right? Because soon, the only reputable news source in America will be gone. On Thursday, it's us, right? They can't figure it out. We break the news. They just take the news, you know?
You have the problem with that Tucker Carlson. He's like the least Tucker who's like ever existed.
You're right. That's a very good point. I've never thought of that.
He's not a Tucker.
He's not a Tucker.
No, Tuckers are like, hey, dude, I just longboarded in from the dispensary and I picked you up.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, that's a Tucker, dude. And this guy's coming in with, like, a bow tie and he's an arch conservative. He's not a Tucker. I'm sorry. Somewhere there's a dude named Archibald selling Molly at a music festival and they, like, swapped names. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll watch that movie.
Yeah,
I'll watch
absolutely.
That movie. Five nights a week.
Well, it's unfortunate. Unfortunate for Tucker Carlson and, Don Lemon, who are no longer in the, well, the TV business. Well, Tucker Carlson at least got his show going again on Twitter. Yep, that's what happens. Now, last week, Kyle Larson lost to Denny Hamlin during the 2023 spring race at Kansas City, Kansas, at Kansas Speedway. Yes, Kansas Speedway at Kansas City, Kansas, for the Advent Health 400. While during the interview, Kyle Larson got interrupted, that involves Ross Chastain and Noah Gragson. Yes, Chastain has been the center of all the drama. And this time he got one big hit. Well, here was, well, the interruption on the Fox TV version, or should I say the FS1 TV version of the fight.
I haven't seen a replay either, but obviously he was side drafting really aggressively like he would, but he was like touching me, it felt like, and it just had me kind of out of control. So yeah, I wish we could wish we could see what was
interview interrupted
going on here, I guess.
That's Noah Gragson and Ross Chastain.
Well, I guess Clint Boyer can't help it but laugh at all the situation. Even Kyle Larson had turned his frown upside down because of that fight. Yes, when one person lands a punch, the other decides to attempt it, but was stopped by other people, just like all the other previous ones, including the 2014 spring race at Richmond. Yeah, when Marcus Ambrose slapped Casey Mears, Casey Mears trying to get back at Marcus Ambrose and was held back. Now, earlier, or should I say a lot of hours earlier, the Xfinity race, where Kyle Larson made his very, 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 very first start with Colleague Racing. Yes, out of all the previous wins that he had, he drove for Chip Ganassi, Turner Scott Motorsports, some with Hendrick, and also made his first start last year with Junior Motorsports and won the race at Watkins Glen. Well, a battle against John Hunter Nemechek, who drives the number 20 for Joe Gibbs Racing, who already had two wins, and the last lap battle was intense. Kyle Larson ended up winning the race, and here was his winning interview.
Kyle Larson, Adam, going to get the checkered flag, as he should after a heck of a performance, Kyle. Winless no more at Darlington. How's this feel?
Yeah, it feels good. Exciting fashion there, too, at the end. We had a really, really good car the whole race, and I made a mistake and sped on pit road, and you knew we were going to have time to get to the front if we got a caution, and we were picking cars off really fast and got to six before the round of pit stops there, and had some lane selections work out for me, and then I could really work that line and wanted to and get runs in the center of 1 and 2 there, and was able to pack air on him and get to his inside, and just side drafted really tough there, and again, it was like we were kind of just bouncing off each other a little bit, and I'm not sure what happened into 3, but seemed like he tried to get in behind me to shove me into the corner, and it kind of hooked me right and hit the wall, and just try and stay away from him again off of 4. So what an exciting race there.
You mentioned running all those different lines, Kyle, running the top in turn 1 and then getting that run down the backstretch. Did you know what you were going to do when you got to 3 as soon as you got that run?
Well, I didn't really know. I mean, I thought we could race it out without, getting into each other, similar to what he did to me at the end of the second stage. He got me free in 1 and 2 and got to my inside and threw a slide job on me and was able to cross me over, or I crossed him over, and we drag raced the line. So was kind of thinking it was going to be like that, but it obviously didn't play out that way. So thanks all you fans for supporting this event. The throwback weekend's so much fun. Thanks to Rick Hendrick, Colic Racing, HendrickCars.com. This has been a lot of fun getting raced for their team. It's been really smooth. Getting adjusted to them. Really great guys and an awesome race car too.
Kyle Larson, your Xfinity winner in Darlington.
Well, once again, congratulations to Kyle Larson with his victory at Richmond Raceway earlier. Now, Sunday will be the official wrap-up of the Throwback Weekend with the NASCAR Cup Series taking over for the 2023 Goodyear 400. It will air on FS1. Now, after this brief ad, we're going to look back to the last month of the last ever Late Late Show on CBS with James Corden's farewell message. So stay tuned for that as we continue on our season 4 continuity of random stuff.
On April 4th, 2023, Donald Trump made history. And to celebrate this achievement, we are proud to introduce the Trump Indictment Commemorative Coin, emblazoned with an image of the former president bitching about his indictment. And on the back, an artist's rendering of his penis. This brilliant gold-painted coin is created using a poker chip from one of his failed casinos. Small enough to be smuggled into prison in any body cavity, this coin is also perfect to display on a desk or to delight a simple child. The Trump Indictment Commemorative Coin. Act today. Or don't. There are plenty more indictments coming.
Back, folks, on this bit of this continuity catch-up episode here on Random Stuff Season 4. Now it's time to get to the throwback episode I like to call Throw It Back.
Throw it back.
In this edition of Throw It Back, we're gonna throw it back to last month, aka the final week of the month of April, which is also the final week of The Late Late Show. I didn't say The Late Late Show with James Corden, because after Corden's tenure as the host of The Late Late Show, it will disappear. Yes, because CBS is actually planning on reviving one of the old shows from the Comedy Central Network called At Midnight, which was then hosted by the current host of The Wall on NBC, Chris Hardwick. And, well, here was the final words before James Corden says goodbye to The Late Late Show and CBS.
Now, I've been thinking for a while, the last few weeks, about what I was going to say as we come to the end of the show after this wonderful adventure. And I have, if I'm honest, I've struggled at times. I've struggled to find the words to sum up what this past 8 years has meant to me. It is almost impossible. I frankly don't know where to start. But I sit here now today with nothing but love, gratitude, and pride. This show is everything. It is everything I ever wanted it to be. And I've got to tell you, if you like this show and you're tuned in here in the middle of the night or online, I cannot stress enough that I am just one part of a big team who make this show, this incredible family here, who have made The Late Late Show. And so many of our team here, they started this show on day one, and here we are 1,200 shows later. And I would like to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who works on this show from the bottom of my heart for the love and the dedication that you have given to making this show what it is today. I love every single one of you. I will forever be in your corner. Always, always, always. I told you last night, this was never my show. This was never my show. It was ours. And I'm going to miss every single one. Don't start. I'm going to miss every single one of you so much. I want to say a huge thank you to Reggie and the band. When Reggie said that he'd come and he'd join the show, it changed everything for me. It really, really did. It changed everything. It was the first time that I thought we might actually be able to do something new and fresh. And I love you so much, man. I love you. I thank you for taking a leap with me on this and for putting together this unbelievable band, Hagar, Guillermo, Tim, and Steve. I could never have imagined it would have been this great. And over the past few years, Ian, you were, I can't look at you while I say this, if that's all right. Ian, you were the second writer that we hired on this show. And from the minute we met, I was like, I think I've just met the funniest person I will ever meet in my life. And you have never, ever let me down. And I'm so lucky that you and Lauren are the head writers here, because both of you, your work, your dedication, your precision and your skill has been incredible. And I can't thank you both enough. We are very, very lucky to be on a network like CBS. I cannot express how fantastic they have been with me from day one. It's unfathomable why they took a chance on me to do this job. I will never understand it, but they have supported and they have loved this show. And I will be forever grateful for what they've done for me and my family. It's been life-changing. It really has, because Moving here to America 8 years ago, it was a huge leap for me, my family. My son was 3, her daughter was 12 weeks old, and we now have another small person, and she's American. Yeah! But we started this show. We started with Obama, then Trump, then a global pandemic, and I've watched America change a lot over these past few years, I've watched divisions grow, and I've seen and I've felt a sense of negativity bubble and at points boil over. And I guess all I really want to say tonight is I implore you to remember what America signifies to the rest of the world. My entire life, it has always been a place of optimism and joy. And yes, it has flaws, so many, but show me a country that doesn't. Show me a person that doesn't. Me, you, all of us, we are all trying to figure this out. We are, every single one of us, a work in progress. And just because somebody disagrees with you, it doesn't make them bad or evil. We are all more the same than we are different. And there are so many people. There are so many people who are trying to stoke those differences. And we have to try as best we can to look for the light. Look for the joy, because if you do, it's out there. And that's all this show has ever been about. All we've ever wanted is just be a little bit of light and levity at the end of your day. Thank you for letting me do this. Thank you for letting me into your home every night. I've never taken for granted what an absolute privilege this has been. Now, look, when we come back, you are going to be absolutely shocked at how we are going to end this show. Guess what? We're going to end with a song. I know. What are the chances? Come on back, everybody.
Yeah. Well, the folks of the Late Late Show are going to miss this show. And, of course, a lot of fans are going to miss you, James Corden, as whatever the future may hold for you, we'll support it. Now, once again, like I've said before, the Late Late Show is ending, period, after the James Corden tenure. And it will be revived by the thing from the Comedy Central called At Midnight. Yes, At Midnight will replace the Late Late Show as the show that will go after the Late Show on CBS. Now, after this brief ad, before we wrap the episode up, we're gonna get to listen to a song, a parody from James Corden. One last parody from James Corden, so stay tuned, folks.
Are you tired of woke brands cramming their liberal agendas down your throat? Then cram these down instead. Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, the antidote to the left-wing corporations who want to tell you how to think.
Wait, what's in these?
We start with 100% fresh Atlantic cod. Then our team of marine psychologists.
Did you say marine psychologists?
Quiet, cook. Then our team of marine psychologists make sure each and every delicious, unsustainably caught cod identifies as his or her confirmed biological gender, just as Jesus tweeted.
I don't think fish can be trans.
Not in this box they can't.
That's not what I meant.
Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, assigned delicious at birth.
I think it's a boy.
Yeah, taste the penis, Mr. Paul.
Back, folks, to end this Saturday edition of Random Stuff with a song. Yep, just as how James Corden started off the final primetime Late Late Show episode with a song. Here's the last dance parody called Last Show. Here's the former host of the Late Late Show, James Corden. So, nighty night. We'll see you tomorrow on the Mother's Day primetime special.
Last show tonight. 'Cause it's my last chance to bid LA goodbye. We've been here for 8 years and we've had laughs, so many laughs. So big or go home on my last day in the sunshine. Oh, all the great times that we've had with Oprah, Paul and Josh Gad. We'll go hard till the end. I'm in the car with Adele, my dear friend. Billboard, I will miss you. Crosswalk, I could kiss you. Goodbye to the show. This is it. There's no tomorrow. I gotta steal everything from CBS I can. This time next year I might be living in a van. We're going all out. We got nothing to lose. Hell, we even did a musical with Tom Cruise. I'm putting it out there, all my love and affection. Maybe finally I'll kidnap One Direction. So